minute 25 left in the fourth.
Arlette right now is treating the clock as the enemy. They're dribbling ball out.
Over to Redmond, right wing, back up to number 22. Connor Thomas inside the lane, back out to Redmond. Marlette slowing things down now, back to Schaub, top of the key. And he is fouled by Austin Seltz. Harvich has one more to give before bonus. That's the sixth team foul. And the first against Austin Seltz. So Marlette will get it on the side, right at midcourt on the far side of your radio.
Marlette is employing the old four corners.
Schaub in the backfield. Cross midcourt. Back to Redmond. And now Cody Seaman fouls actually Andrew Storm. So this will send Andrew Storm to the line for at least one free throw. Fouls against Cody Seaman, who has two fouls now in the night. Seventh team foul for Harbor Beach. Single bonus for Marlette. And the free throw no good. Good heads up play there by Ron Rubel. Over to Josh Shelke. Into Seaman, back out to Butterfield for three from the right corner. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Marlette. Brad Shaw with the ball.
Less than a minute.
Less than 45 seconds to play now, actually. 47.9 seconds, and Shaw is fouled. Fouls against Austin Seltz, his second. Ron Rubel wants Harbor Beach to foul anyone but Brad Shaw here, who actually has not shot a free throw yet on the night. This is his first attempt. Harbor Beach with 18 fouls now. Free throw is no good from Shaw. Rebound Josh Shelke, 45 seconds left. 6-point game, 61-55. Eli Kraft getting the call from Ron Rubel, top of the key against Shaw. Austin Seltz, top of the key. Back to Eli Kraft, right wing, 30 seconds to play. Down by six.
Taking
Eli Kraft right into the lane. Draws the foul. Basket is good. Fouls against Schaub. Eli Kraft going to line for one. We have a 4-point game. 26.5 seconds left. That's Schaub's third foul. Double bonus for Harbor Beach regardless. Rest of the way out here. Eli Kraft to the line. Shooting one. Trying to cut this lead down to one possession. Free throw no good. Rebound Schaub. And he is fouled. 0.2 seconds went off the clock there. So he walked the length of the court to the left side, awaiting a foul shot from Brad Schaub, and a rare miss the last time at the line. Number 33, Hunter McGinnis, checks in for Marlette. He replaces number 22, Connor Thomas. So Schaub is back at the line. This free throw is good. Schaub, 37 points now for Brad Schaub, leading by five. And this one's good as well, back to a 6-point game. And we have a timeout called by Marlette. We'll return after this. It's Marlette 63, Harbor Beach 57.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
After a Marlette timeout there, High Reach will inbound it 90 feet from their own hoop against a full court pressure here.
It's a two-possession game. They got to get a shot off quick.
Eli Kraft trailing by six against Schaub in the right wing, taking time here. Up to Butterfield, top of the key to a wide-open Austin Seltz in the left corner for three. Yes! Austin Seltz nails the three, brings it within the three-point game, and we got another full timeout called by Harbor Beach. We'll be back after this. 63-60, 12.7 seconds left.
It pays to be an early riser, and it pays to own a Case IH Early Riser planter from TNT Equipment in Sandusky. The precision-oriented early riser row unit and advanced seed meter work together to ensure best-in-class seed spacing, superior depth control, and excellent seed-to-soil contact. The result? Earlier, even emergence, better plant stands, and higher yield potential. Here's to great beginnings with a Case IH Early Riser Planter from TNT Equipment, located just west of Sandusky on M46. Be ready with Case IH.
Fairly quiet all night, comes in and hits a three when it counts the most, brings Harbor Beach within 3 points. With, is it 12 seconds left in this game? Ryan Brown, you're sitting nearby Marlette's bench. What's the feel over there?
They seem a little bit nervous, but mostly poised for the most part. They know what's at stake here. They know they're going to get fouled. They just have to make their free throws down the stretch.
Marlette inbounding this one. Andrew Storm doing the duties.
Look for a quick foul right now.
Trying to find Shaw. He's not open. Reagan is wide open down the court. He goes in for the layup, and he missed it. Rebound Harbor Beach over to Butterfield. 7 seconds left. 6-5. Butterfield, top of the key over to Shelkey. Someone needs to get this shot off. 1 second left. Butterfield for three. He missed it. Game over. Marlette takes the victory, 63-60. Marlette by 3 points. Final score, 63-60, in a barn burner and a dogfight the whole way through. Unbelievable finish for both teams. Both teams fighting back from adversity. And the final score, Marlette takes home the victory, 63-60 over the Harbor Beach Pirates in a thriller of a Greater Thumb East game. Can you say holy cow?
Came down to one shot, and it was on the rim.
On the rim, Jacob Butterfield got it off with 1 second left, just a little bit short. We will return for your WLW Sports post-game show right after this on your home for high school basketball. Final score, Marlette 63, Harbor Beach 60.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates! The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding